This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
San Francisco is a city I still love going to.
I'm terrified to go back. One of my favorite cities. You asked me 5 years ago, what's your favorite? I would say my favorite place to go in the world was Aruba and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And now I'm terrified to go back.
New Orleans for me.
I heard it was deadly. I mean, just sucked.
I mean, it's like, yeah, but like, I don't give a stuff like never really bothers me. Like, I mean, there's a lot of homeless people for sure. Like, that's going on down there. But like,
hate it.
I don't love it. And I feel bad for them, honestly.
I hate that they have closed stores. I hate that they let people steal with no consequence. You're not doing them a favor. You want to give them something? Go give them something. Take money out and go give them something. I'll go help them. Dude, don't let people give up. You know what I mean?
It's hard, man.
It's not, dude. It's one of the richest places in the world.
Yes, and it's like my friend lives there, and he makes $220,000 a year. He has he makes a crazy amount of. It's not crazy, but he does.
Pelosi's got $140 million in the bank. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up. You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
I'm sorry. It's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Original.
Hi, everybody. It's Robert Kelly. Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the show this week?
We have a great comedian, Shane Torres.
Yeah, we can.
Smudgeless.
Right, there you go. You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, buddy. We saw each other on the bonfire.
Yeah, but we never see each other. So it's kind of like, I feel like that's happening more and more where I see people I know for like not months or even like a year. And then I see them like back to back like crazy.
Is his mic on? I can't hear him.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
No.
Yeah, that's the way these things work.
Okay.
I have to capture your voice. I have to capture it or it doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, that was a good.
You could be an innovator, though, and try something.
Just get my voice?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not like, get the other
people. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just you responding.
But I put subtitles. They have to read my podcast, but only your subtitles.
I mean, I think that's the way comedy is going. Anyway.
It's funny, isn't it, right? It's weird how it's evolving so fast. Because of social media. We have a 10-minute time limit. We're down to 8 minutes. You will find out at the end of 8 minutes. You will find out why.
Okay. It is. I brought this up to other people. Do you worry about a sense of history in comedy with how fast it's moving now?
I think comedy has become the new money-making thing in this business.
Okay.
I think comedy was never really a moneymaker. Only a few people could do it once in a while. I thought it was a good job, but it was kind of looked down upon.
It was a lower rung in show.
Acting was up there. Rock and roll musician was the mother. You got a lot of people playing the Garden. A lot of people playing Carnegie Hall. Comics are playing where bands and musicians used to play.
Yeah.
People are into comedy. They figured out.
There's like a dozen arena acts right now.
They figured out how to make money off of us. So, you know, it's it.
Yeah.
How do they do that? They, you know, I know you, you know me. Here's my guy. Take that guy. I'll take your person. You do this. Bing, bang. You make them. It's like, you know, the record business back in the day.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it is that you can become famous on your own, on the outside, too, with the social media and all this stuff.
You can determine your value without other people's help to some degree.
You can. I think so. But, you know, I mean, look how many people just release their special on YouTube, and
that's
it kills it.
That's a big issue I have. Like, there's not, I don't think gatekeepers were always the best thing, but there was a filter, at least.
There was a filter.
And I don't.
And they weren't always right.
Yeah, no,
but they weren't always wrong.
And they put over a lot of bad people too.
They put over bad people, but they put over really good people.
Yeah, and they gave people opportunities. Some people opportunities. I think some people don't pop, and that's.
Well, it was good because it had a barometer. Yeah. You know what I mean? But there's so much comedy used to filter itself out. It doesn't do that anymore.
No, it doesn't.
But
they kind of find their own audience too. You know, like.
I guess.
Well, like, I mean, you know, like, you and I are not going to be the same audience as, like, Taylor Tomlinson's crowd. You know, like, but which is, like, that's what I mean. Yeah. Maybe certain people were underserved in the sense of comedy, like, certain demographics, you know? But.
Yeah.
Like, what are they were going to get, like, Judy Tenuta? Like, they were going to be real. Taylor's fans were really going to be into
Judy Tenuta with the fucking. What was it?
The accordion?
The accordion.
Yeah.
She was funny.
She was great. All right. She died a couple years ago.
I wonder if her shit would hold up.
I think it would hold up to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why not me? Why am I?
I mean, to the fandom, like the Pierce, you're like, it's not all great, but you're going to like, I do like that song or that bit, you know, like that kind of vibe to it.
Well, I think that in the 80s it went through it too, but now with social media, it's just, there's no, I think you could find a way to become successful if you really, back when I was coming up, you were funny and there wasn't that many comics. There wasn't that many women comics. There was not that many, you know, Indian and Asian and Spanish.
Yeah.
There was a couple Spanish. Right. Yeah, there was mostly Jewish dudes and black dudes and white dudes. And there was really no chicks, few chicks.
Half dozen.
Maybe.
Like working. When you say comics, do you mean they could be getting spots in the city somewhere?
Yeah. You'd be working at one of the clubs, but there wasn't that many clubs.
Yeah.
There wasn't that many clubs. It was, you know, around the country, in the major cities, the clubs were always kind of there. But but those were like workout rooms, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to be a working club comic, or, you know, to be out there, there wasn't that many people to do it. There wasn't that many clubs, so there wasn't a need for it. You know, you work in, you know, the Improvs or Side Splitters or these clubs that are around or the Funny Bones and the Chuckle Huts and Bananas.
Yes, and Looney Bin.
Who the fuck wants to do that?
I mean, being
a road comic, a club comic back in the day was like being a shoe salesman.
Yeah, it's gotten much better is what you're saying now?
Well, there's money to be made now.
Yeah.
Now these guys are doing theaters. You know, you make money at a club. You can make more money at a club than you can do in a theater.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's true. You make more money because you don't have to pay all those fees. You have to do more work, but, you know, it's a weird industry right now, but I feel like we replaced music.
I don't know about that.
Think about it. Nashville.
It's filled with comics, but...
L.A. Austin. Yeah. Austin used to be all... It was all music.
It was all music, but there was always comedy there. Now,
not like it is now.
Of course not, no. But that's like freaking...
This 8 club, it's not free. It's what it's cheaper to bring us in and do a comedy club. It's one guy, two guys, three guys... You know, there's a microphone.
Oh, the production of the show is
cheap. Yeah, to bring a band in is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like an easier
thing. So venues are just having comedy now. I mean, I did 2 rock clubs this weekend.
Dude, you can sell out.
Yeah.
But look at the mothership. It's just sold out.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like,
I mean,
that's
the other
its
club,
own special circumstance.
Yeah, all the other clubs are selling out too. They're selling, you know, people are coming in and going there and selling tickets.
Yeah, yeah, like some people.
I mean, in Nashville, in Austin, L.A.
Yeah.
You know, who the fuck's going to the Whiskey a Go-Go? I mean, they're going to...
Yeah, I see the point you're making.
What's sold out?
Yeah.
The Comedy Store, the Improv. They're all sold out. Right here, this used to be all music. There was one club, Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
Now there's 5, 4. Yeah.
And they're opening another
sold
one.
Sold out. There's going to be 5, and they're sold out.
And then they're...
Go to the Wah next door. They used to be sold out every show. That the Village Underground was a music venue. Next door, it was all music.
Yeah, and there's two other clubs in this neighborhood that are like living off of the run off of this place.
Buddy, come on. We took over for music.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in a certain way. Yeah.
I'm Jimi Hendrix. I'm the Jimi Hendrix.
And I'm Pat Benatar. I'm Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot.
I would
shot.
Say Love is a Battlefield.
Love is a Battlefield. That's a good one. Love is a battlefield. Yeah. No, what's the other one that's really good? Pat Benatar was a bad bitch.
Love is a Battlefield style. We are young.
We are young. Yeah, with the dance.
Because the opening just goes.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was true.
And what a fucking fox.
Uh-oh, we got a minute 30.
Okay. What's going to happen?
Like, are you scared or excited?
No, I'm the alpha in here. I'm fine.
In this room?
You think? Maybe not since you got here, but before. Sure. Well, I mean, I think.
I'm just
younger.
My sister with a kidney infection is the alpha in the room when I'm not here. Are you crazy? Are you fucking nuts, dude?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you could be the alpha. I don't care.
No, I don't either. I just don't know if I am either.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm just curious.
We're at a minute.
I don't like that he's walking behind me now.
Why? He's walking
behind me. Because we're at a minute.
The guy weighs 110 pounds. He's holding a cannon. What's he going to do?
That's a good point. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what is he going to do? Fix your virus on your Mac?
Why don't you fuck over into my line of sight?
No, he's just taking video. That's all he does. Yeah. He has autism. Yeah, don't worry. You have no fear in this room, but it's 30 seconds, and it's happening.
Okay.
It's going down. Are you excited now a little bit?
No, because I don't.
Are you still afraid?
There's not another mic set up, so I don't think somebody else is coming in.
29 seconds.
Yeah.
It's about to happen, Shane, brother. It's about to go down.
Are you
20 seconds?
Are you just about to ask me a bunch of questions or something?
19. I mean, dude, we're right there. We're right there, dude. It's almost 10 seconds. Oh, it's almost 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, come on. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, suck my fucking dick. Suck it. We can swear. After 10 minutes, they stop watching on YouTube. Fucking suck it.
Oh, jeez. Well, I say fucking there.
Yeah, let's go right here. But you can't say all the other bad words. You can't talk about this. Fist Fest is coming up. Have you known about Fist Fest?
You really take a jump from it. It's like moving into Safe Harbor. Like, really?
Fist Fest is happening. What's the
date,
Danny?
So you don't swear for 10 minutes.
Dude, we have Ass Pig. We have Honky Toys, Super Sniffer, Stud Fist. I mean, look at all these sponsors. Friendly Toys. This is great. It's coming up. What's the date, Danny, at Fist Fest? Go back. Let's see that photo of that guy on his belly. Look at this.
This year, Fist Fest is going to be April 25th through 27th at...
Ooh.
Metropolitan Entertainment Complex in Augusta, Georgia.
Nice. In Georgia, down the south. I mean, what happened to God? What happened to the south? Dude?
Okay, the home of the world's most prestigious golf course and Fist Fest.
They didn't let black people drink
the Masters
the same
is in Augusta. So.
But now they're letting fist fucking happen.
What
is Fist Fest?
God, no, I think I have a pretty good idea.
Tell me what you think it is. I don't think you do.
I hope it's on the same weekend as the Masters because the
it is.
The contrast. Between,
you see, Tiger.
Ma'am, I beg your pardon. May I have another mint julep to fuck my piping hole harder?
I beg to differ, sir. I mean, look at this.
Please
this
whip my testicles as if you see.
My name is Pup Kibbles. What do we expect at Fist Fest? Read it out loud, Danny.
This is from Pup Kibbles, and it's his. It's for a first-timer's guide to Fist Fest.
Yes.
I'm 29 years old. I'm a verse bottom pup that's into fisting, bondage, spanking, and toys. Most of the time, I enjoy laying around with my tail and my hood on. I'm currently located in North Central Connecticut. You can find me on Recon, Ass Pig, Telegram, and Twitter.
Wait a minute. I'm going to stop you. I know Twitter. But I've never heard of Telegram.
You know Ass Pig?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know Ass Pig.
You know, Telegram is like a...
What is Ass Pig?
Well, this was Pup's first time at Fist Fest last year, and he wants you, Bobby, to know about it.
I want to know about it. Tell me.
When I first arrived at Fist Fest, I didn't know a single person. I knew people from their online profiles and spent my first few hours trying to figure out what... trying to figure out what screen name went with each person's actual name. Despite my fears, I was surprised how friendly, welcoming, and caring every single person at the event was. My biggest takeaway is the key to First Fist Fest is to step out of your comfort zone and introduce yourself to others.
I think you did that. I think you did that when you said you were going. Like,
I think when you gave your name, what's his name?
Pup Kibbles.
Pup Kibbles. Yeah, I think when you put your thing on what is it called? Ass pup?
Ass pig.
You came out of the shell.
I made friends that will last a lifetime, and I look forward to seeing them in future.
Yeah, you had their knuckles in your asshole.
Yeah. Some guy's wedding ring is inside you.
That is a bonding experience. Hey, dude, you shake hands? I remember that. I remember those.
So weird to feel it on the outside.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, God.
So weird to not have this in me.
I think we should shake like that. Like, one person should stick their fist in the other person's asshole. Go ahead. What did he say?
Told me a good four and I punched him.
Wait a minute. Tells you what to pack in case we're going. Shane, I think we should go.
I think we would probably do well.
Dude, we'd do fantastic. Look at these little fucking suckers. My bracelets could be like butt beads.
They're like little doorstops.
Yeah, little. Ooh, ow. I put them. You can put them at certain.
You know, areas. Like when people hang a tennis ball in their garage when they're parking their car in the winter.
Ow! Stop at the beads. All right, let's go. Read it.
What to pack?
Okay, what to pack? Let's. Look, what do you think? Let's ask you. What do you?
Oh.
Think? Give me a couple items.
Several beach towels for cleanup.
I would say baby wipes.
Maybe some baby wipes.
Baby wipes and a couple beach towels.
Maybe even a kiddie pool for
the cleanup.
Yeah, like you just do it in there.
Just jump in, scoosh your back. Okay, I got it. I like that.
No, like
blow up.
You do
pool.
It in there. Whatever that's happening.
Oh, so that you're like you don't have to get charged the $250 on the room fee.
Yeah, this is like this is the liquid hell or what?
Yeah, you have to sign a thing at the front desk. No smoking and no shit on the carpet.
Do you think they're just like,
oh God?
Here's the thing, because there's some employees there that are just going to be over. It's like, this is the worst weekend of my life. I can't believe they took this convention.
Do you know how excited some employees that have done it before are? Like, oh, Gary, this is his first weekend.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's going to be an 18 year old kid who just dropped out of high school right before he was going to graduate and just works at the hotel now. Yeah, he's like. Well, this is still better than English class. Like, kind
you,
of. An inter-
you just yeah. hear the fire alarms being torn. What's wrong? there's a guy in room 211. What was he doing? I think he was holding a man like a popsicle.
Well, he was trying to get more leverage, so he pulled down, and now we all have to walk out in our ropes.
I think Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. Maybe definitely like Oh yeah, like a first aid kit.
You need lube. I think you need some lube.
Yeah, lube. I mean, that's like. Give. I guess I'm thinking about what are they going to bring that's not obvious. Like, because if you're going to Fist Fest, there's going to be a lot of
right
section. So, like, what if there's a diet or something? Like if you know you've eaten a bunch of root vegetables, it makes it a lot easier for it to go in.
It goes,
you know,
there's got to be a certain buffet that they have.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm like wondering, like
Fisters and Fisties, right?
I mean, like
one has spicy food and the other one.
Oh God, they just serve Indian all weekend.
Yeah,
we call this the Ringstein.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of guys with red hands from burning,
just flaming hot Cheeto dust butts.
I think they probably have to bring pillows. I bet there's an ass fucking pillow that somebody made.
Oh yeah,
I mean, there's a snoring pillow. Why wouldn't you make an?
There's got to be medical bend over pillow.
I
bet there's some medical, pillows and stuff that people buy, like
a belly pillow.
Yeah,
like a pillow for the pregnant woman.
Yeah, it's like a triangle and it's got a flat base, and then they just lean over and ramp this fucking guy.
Yes, it just presents your butt in the perfect way. God.
Just.
An upside down stirrups.
Do you?
I mean, all right. Well, let's see if we're right. Ready? Here we go. What do we got?
What the events are like?
You need a power. You need a power strip because many of the outlets in parts of the resort are not near the bed.
Oh, this guy's being reasonable. This guy's planning a regular trip. / ass fucking trip. So we're gonna get.
I had to stop by the pharmacy and pick up my child's medicine.
We're gonna get a couple iPhone or plug or iAndroid plug. Make sure you bring your plug.
Yeah, yeah. You want
toothpaste?
Some
I bet your toothpaste is gonna be here. All right. What else do we got?
Lube.
Second one.
But But he gives you a tip. He says, if you're flying, check all your baggage so you don't have to deal with TSA. Also remember, that's a good fisting etiquette for bottoms to bring their preferred lube. So it's on the bottom. If you're the bottom, you have to bring the lube.
We ain't bringing lubes.
No.
We're tops.
We're rough riders.
We're fisters.
Okay. Yeah, we are.
I'm sorry. I'll bring the lube.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Did you want
I thought you were saying it as a point of masculinity of like, no, we don't need it.
Sorry. Yeah. We do need it.
You just nobody push through me like press board.
I just use your own ass juice.
It's like
I just make
you know when someone's moving and they'll sit on a box and then there's just some given and it's not like filled with boxes, they just fall in.
I make you pre-cum until it drips into your butt and then I use that. Hey, that was too far. That was
no,
too
it's much. Poetic. It was really
that was all right.
I can see why you've had a long history and call me so descriptive.
I'm very descriptive. You are. That's my thing.
You're good
That's
with language. Yeah.
Here we go.
Just what running down my rib little taint.
You need a few puppy pads to get started. Hit the store on the way to Fist Fest. This will allow for more room in your luggage. So they're saying don't bring it. They're saying get it once you get to Georgia.
Okay. I'm gonna say a puppy pad is a wee-wee pad, correct?
Yes.
So your tub. So instead of a tub. Instead of your tub, they're going to put down puppy pads on the bed because there's going... Here's a problem with Fist Fest.
That's why I said kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool, which I think is grosser because no water or water.
Yeah, whatever. It's a splash round.
If there's water, you're going to make tea, and I don't want to make tea.
Oh, it is... It becomes a lot stewier.
I don't want to sit
like
a dinty more beef stew.
You know, it's like oh, it's like
you see a little like, piece like of lettuce floating
like,
around.
You know gumbo is delicious, but you never want to see how that's made.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to be on all fours in a kiddie pool and just seeing my wife's chicken soup rolling around my knees.
Oh, just like. So throw in a little bit of sassafras, a couple of ham hocks, get in there. Let it sit in that Georgia hotel room, turn off the AC. It'll be ready by midnight.
Oh, that's the gumbo I had on Monday. Look at that. Mm. So let me ask you a question. Here we go. I think that the puppy pads are a good idea because you can just roll those up. So this is what bothers me about this. When I thought about Fist Fest, I thought it would be professionally done where there'd be no shit. You know what I mean?
I think that's unavoidable.
I don't think so. I think you can avoid shit. I think that I talked to a gay roommate once and I was like, aren't you worried about shit on your dick? He's like, ugh. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you clean yourself out.
Yeah. You know, they give it a flushing.
A flushing.
Yeah. Like they go, they call Roto-Rooter and they.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever had anal sex?
On a girl or on me?
Whatever, man. It's not whatever.
It's a huge difference.
It's 2024, Bobby.
I have a 10-year-old son. It's a huge difference 5 years from now when he listens to this.
That's a very good point.
It's a big difference, my friend Shane.
So who was the first guy who fucked you?
It was named Michael. No, I've never had anal sex. I've had girls play with it. That's kind of my thing. Mm. I mean, I'm kind of known for butt play.
Yeah.
But I can't have anything really in it.
Two women.
I've had two women, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I don't really like it.
It's not like it doesn't load you up the way it does some guys.
It's just because it's, no, I think a vagina, there's something about, I don't know, it doesn't. A vagina's lubed.
Yeah.
An asshole is too, it's too dead. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's too
I like real hair.
It just looks like what? It looks like Death Valley to you? Like the earth and like the Southwest in August?
You ever see a wig? It's just the wind hits it. It's not the same as regular hair.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Yeah,
I mean it's fine. I don't.
It's offered, will you just be like, yes, we're doing that?
100%.
Yeah,
okay. I'll come right there. Fuck my ass. I'm done. Yeah, I think it's one of the sexiest things ever said during sex.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a sexier taboo thing that a girl should say, and she's like. They always get mad. I don't know why girls always get mad. They got to build themselves. A girl's never went, can you please fuck my ass? It's always like, you fucking dirty fucking fat pig. What? You fuck my, all right, relax.
You think they need to insult you before?
I think they need to build it up to a...
So they got to like they got to go in like they're playing like a game of pickup basketball. Like they're like, I'm going to kick this person.
Yeah, they got to turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, honestly, I probably would too.
Fuck my ass.
I probably would have to juice myself up a bit for it too.
You can't be nonchalant. Want to fuck my ass? What? I would be scared of a girl.
I've had it offered that way. I've really? Never had anal sex, but like this one woman was just like, do you like anal sex? And I was like, oh, I've never done it. And she goes, and I was like, oh, do you? And she goes, yeah.
Right. Well, there's a little oomph in that, but it's a little disturbing.
But it was like, it was a little.
Yeah, she likes it more than.
Then I'm like, yeah. Mm. Still trying to meet a wife. Like, yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, because if your girl that loves you, fucking, you want to. Yeah. It's like, all right, you're building yourself up. But if a girl's like, you know, like. Napoleon Dynamite. Would you like to put it in my ass? What?
Yeah, if they respond with the same energy of like, I don't care where we have dinner. Like, yeah. It's the same kind of tone. Yeah.
Do you want mayonnaise? I don't care.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to put something in your bum. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a little put off.
Yeah.
You want a little dirtiness to it, right?
Yeah.
Where you going? Go back. I didn't tell you to go anywhere.
You know, like every. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
look,
autistic.
Look at these guys.
Because they get autistic. Go back.
I think they might. Keep an eye on your credit card. I think they might be buying a pass this fast.
Oh, we're going to go. I think we're going, right, Danny?
Do you think they would hire us to perform there?
Yeah. Yeah, but I have to. The way you bring me on stage, you have to stick your fist in my ass. That's the way your
it's
next
like a ventriloquist kind of like.
Oh, that'd be a great act. Yeah. That'd be the best act for Ass Fest.
It's like something George and Otto never got to.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so funny if you got little Max and put it on Danny's lap and he just stuck his fist and they did like an improv.
He paints his face and he's like, this is a X-rated peanut, and it's just Jeff Dunham's dog.
It's an X-rated peanut. Yeah.
X-rated. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, what else do we got, Danny?
It says you only need a select few toys. More likely than not, you'll be playing outside of your room most of the time. And
in the hallway? What do you mean? Where? Where are they? Do they have a special room?
No, I think like in the pool area. And not and you're not going to be carrying your toys with you. I packed way too many toys.
Of course
toys.
You did. In your asshole, you fucking sissy. What the? I packed way too much.
Yeah,
I got. Sorry, you didn't like that when you alt comic. I apologize. Yeah, I get it. It's dumb. It's stupid. It's a aggro.
You alt comic.
He really did get all fucking offended. I'm sorry.
You need sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
You need sunscreen, sunglasses, and aloe.
Why aloe to heal your asshole?
This pale Midwestern pup. Didn't he say he was from Connecticut?
I think he's saying it about somebody else.
Oh.
And why do you remember where he lives? I
don't know. We're going.
You guys are going.
You're coming.
No, I'm busy this weekend.
No, it's not this weekend.
No, I got a good gig. I'm doing Acme. I got
a gig. Yeah. Oh, Acme's a good gig.
Yeah.
Are you there this weekend?
2 weeks, yeah.
Wow, great club.
Yeah.
I want to get into that. There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. But we're going to get through this.
I like the way you break the ice, though. There's going to be no barriers later.
No, when I have no barriers, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
There's no barriers left.
Yeah, I was dead. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Dead. My uncle, go ahead. Yeah. What else?
My own private fist fest.
A few cute outfits.
Well, of course you got to bring it. Yeah. Why do you need an outfit if somebody's sticking a fist in your ass?
Well, you know,
like every present needs to be unwrapped.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Yeah. Is it really that fun if I'm just like,
Bobby,
I got you this watch and I just hand it to you barehanded?
We have some good
like
news for you.
It's not even in a box.
Yeah, right. What's that?
We have some good news for you.
Oh.
For our brothers in recovery attending Fist Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And keeping with our goal to provide a safer sex, drug free environment.
Thank you.
And trying to socialize, we are adding a 12 step meeting to the
perfect.
Weekend.
That's awesome. Now me and Voss.
On Saturday morning.
I'm going to take Voss. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't bring his in. Whoops.
Oh.
Great.
Are you sober too?
Yeah. Are you sober?
No.
Oh, yeah. He's like, fuck for
no, me. I'm sober right. I haven't drank in 16 days.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I am doing it. I'm going to drink again. Like, I know I'm drying out. Like, I was just in the bottle for a bit too much, like in January. So I was like, I need a moment. So
have you ever tried to get sober before?
No.
No, so this is a thing.
Well, I take patches. Like I'll do like, you know, like 6 weeks at a time or whatever, a couple weeks, whatever. Yeah,
right.
But like, you know, with a with the job we have, oftentimes I'll have a casual drink and not get loaded. But I had to like do the whole I'm not drinking at all for a bit because I was drinking like I was just getting into my cups a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened? Anything happened?
No.
Any fallout? Any just you made the choice?
None. Yeah. I was just like overdid it a bunch, you know, like and, I was having a lot of fun weekend.
But nobody was like, dude, you got
to
stop.
No. Just, no, I don't. I'm not close enough to anyone for them to.
Really, dude?
No one would. No one. I don't think anyone I know would be like, you drink too much.
Where are you out of right now? L.A.?
No, I live here.
You live in New York.
Yeah, but I'm on the road a lot.
You're on
the road.
Yeah,
I do the road every
week. I never really see you.
I do the road on the weekends a ton. Like it's finally going in the right direction, which is nice, but right. I'm starting to loathe being gone.
And you have no family here?
No.
Where's your family?
I got two brothers in Texas.
In what part of Texas?
Fort Worth.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
From there?
Yeah.
And you're Mexican, half Mexican, right?
Half Mexican, half Irish.
Half Irish.
Yeah.
Good combination.
Yeah, very.
It's great. Are you cowboy guys or rednecky or what are you over there?
Well, my mom was from Southern Ireland, so like an actual, I'm at like wow. Irish immigrant. And then my dad was second generation Mexican American, maybe third. So like we're pretty Mexican, pretty, like we're not, I am a little, I wouldn't say I'm rednecky. I wouldn't say we're rednecky, but we're definitely I have a little bit of a Texas drawl here and there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And my brother's maybe a bit less. But
and your mother has a brogue accent?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she
did. I'm sorry. Is your father still alive?
No.
Oh, they're gone?
Yeah.
Oh, so when you say you got nobody, it's just your brothers?
Yeah. And then I have my brother's kids. They're not.
You're their uncle?
Yeah, my nephew. But there's like one I talk to the most, and then the other ones are like grown. You know?
Oh, so you don't talk to them that much?
Well, I mean, like, they're like we'll text, but, you know, like, I kind of, when they were becoming kids, I was already out of Texas. Like, I didn't grow up, they didn't grow up around me. So the relationship is like, oh, that's my uncle, and we like each other, but that's kind of, you know, I wouldn't say we're super close. Or
right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's fun. I mean, I got a huge Irish Catholic family. I got.
Well, you're from Boston, right?
Yeah, my grandfather and grandmother had 8 kids. And, you know, all my aunts and uncles, I have 2 aunts, 5 uncles, and everybody has
8
kids. My grandmother and grandfather passed away.
Yeah.
But they passed away at like 100.
They made it to YS.
101.
Yeah.
Grandmother was 95. My grandfather was 101.
Jesus Christ.
So,
really?
Yeah, I got good genes in the fam.
Yeah. It's rare for Irish blood.
It is, you know, but they got, you know, it was weird. I mean, my grandfather was still the kicking around when he was 100, dude. Still making people laugh. Still that, you know, that greatest generation man.
Yeah.
You know, walk in, you're still doing comedy? I'm like, yeah, kind of as a living. What? Because he went to my first comedy show, and he saw me just eat my dick. You know what I mean?
It's sweet that he was there, though.
Yeah, he did come, but he hated it.
Yeah, of course he did.
Hated it.
When I told my mom I was quitting college to become a comedian.
Oof.
She said, I was afraid you would say that.
Oh.
Yeah. But she's also right. You know, like,
yeah.
It doesn't work out for most people. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Now it seems like it's working out for so many people.
It's working out for everybody who tries it.
Yeah.
Because there's a way. Yeah. Like we were talking about at the beginning of the show before we went to Ass Fest.
Well, yeah, can we get some levity in here?
Let's just do a little levity. What about the Ass Fest? What are you bringing up?
Well, I thought it'd be interesting if you guys guess what it costs to go to Fist Fest.
Oh, this is a great, I love this game. I'll guess right now.
I guess
$160.
Well, there's also, there's day passes and then there's weekend. If you want to go for the whole weekend, you get a discount. So guess the weekend and the day pass.
I'm going to say 160, 125 for the day, and I'm going to say $375 for the weekend.
And what amount would make you go, fuck that, I'm not going?
I mean,
no amount. There's I don't care if it was $30 million.
I don't know how much does my dignity cost.
I would sell my wife's pussy on the street to make enough money.
I'm guessing it's going to be like $550. I'm guessing it's going to be exceedingly expensive
for Asbest.
Yeah, because sometimes this sex shit is like weird. You know, like it's like it doesn't seem like it should cost any money, but then they're like,
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Bobby, I think you perused the website. You were really close.
First of all, we're all going. And everybody that listens to this podcast is going.
FistFest brass prices do not include Eventbrite fees. It is really cheap.
Buddy.
Maybe for a memory you are never going to forget.
and a smell you're never going to forget.
When your child's face is rattling around in your brain on your deathbed and it looks sort of familiar.
When the cowboy hat
will still be clear as can be.
When the cowboy hat falls off your head and you scream in pain.
Oh. Oh.
119. Weekend pass bought out on site. Bought on site. Weekend pass bought on site.
Regular when someone says they bought the early bird pass for Fist Fest, do you think they're like a little like that's like a clue of like, all right, this guy's a little too eager to even for us.
I like the
even
guy
for that, even for our community.
I like the guy that was like, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna go. I'll just pay the extra 10. I'm gonna go. Fuck it, let's go. Come on, Frank. Let's do it.
Also, yeah, I think it's just to pay for the price of the hotel room.
Buddy, I want to go to Aspen. They have volunteers. Oh, who's volunteering? Dude,
You can't afford it.
What?
If you can't afford it.
If you can't afford it, you can volunteer to be an ass.
That's nice.
It is nice.
It is nice. Like, it's pretty inclusive.
Shifts are designed to take no more than 30 minutes because it hurts.
But no, we bought a new host. So.
But you can shut up for more than one shift. Of course you can.
Bartending do not require you to mix drink.
Pools are restocking supplies and cleaning the pool of shit.
Oh,
refilling beverage. Wow. All right. Well, we should all go and volunteer for nothing. We should just volunteer just to walk by whatever room that's getting at.
What does the banner look like to you?
Oh, it's got to be. What is the logo?
They get a T-shirt.
What is the logo? Oh, it's just a guy with wings and a huge fist. No,
it's not it's a pig with wings.
Is it a pig?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a dirty bottom pig.
Yeah.
He's a sloppy bottom pig.
He's got some fucking pipes on him, though. Look at his arm.
Of course he does. Who wants a little tiny arm in his asshole?
I mean, I have to pick one.
Wow. My asshole just clinched up and went, no. I heard my asshole go, no.
You know, I got to say, this is better than the green thing from JFL. Like, at least I know what that is.
That's fucking great.
That's like, I don't know a lot, but I know what that is. That's a horny angel pig. And that green thing and...
That is
the green French thing.
Yeah. Wait, go down for a little bit. Go down, ass pig. I love ass pig.
They have more sponsors than we do.
Of course they do. That's dude.
Yeah, they're selling sex.
Yeah, dude. It's Fist Fest, bro. Yeah. Of course they do. They're selling fist.
Super.
Stud Fist. What's a stud fist? Who are they? What do they make? Let's guess. I say candy bars. I say European candy bars.
It's got nougat.
It's
there's a lot of nougat in the baby pool.
What is this?
Jeez. Oh, nope.
What is it? Go back. We can't. Even after 10 minutes, we can't look at that. That's a site where they.
I thought you were going to have some balls and just go in there.
No, I'm not going to have balls. I have an ass. You don't need balls. That's ball fest. We're not going there. What's this one? It's going to be the same thing. There's no way this is not going to be dudes.
No, this is a super sniffer. It makes it so you can like take poppers more easily.
A what? What's a popper?
It loosens up your asshole, Bobby.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. It's like, my friend Melissa Stokowski had a joke about it. She goes, if you don't know what poppers are, just imagine if a drag queen ran VCR cleaner underneath your nose.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, she was great, man.
Don't let a spill ruin your... What's the spill? Is that poop? Is that poop?
No, I think it's the poppers.
All right,
the super sniffer prevents spills and... No, it's a catcher.
What is it for? Go, never burn. So it's so you don't smell their assholes? What is this?
No, it's a device that you hook up to your bottle of popper so you don't lose any of it.
What's a popper?
It looks like a liquid that...
It's nitrous.
For what?
Getting high and it loosens your asshole.
Okay, wait a minute. There's a drug that gets you high and makes your asshole
How long have you
presentable?
Been sober?
Huh?
How long have you been sober?
37 years.
Okay, that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, should I know about this?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, that's why I was kind of like, I think this has been pretty public for a bit. So
yeah, I got sober when I was 15.
Okay,
back in the 80s when we just did regular drugs and we didn't stick. You never told anybody about your fisting fetish. What? Oh my God! Look at those two. Why do they? Oh, I hate getting my nipples pinched, dude. God damn it! I'm out.
He's got the back of the neck too.
That looks like it looks like me. Doesn't it look?
This is like a. You ever watch the Dark Side of the Ring?
No. Oh yeah.
This is like a looks like when they find out one of the guys is gay. Like, yeah, this is pretty much what I had the image as in my head.
Yeah, just the Undertaker fucking around.
Just laying into Paul Bearer or something.
Yeah. Just jacked guys. Here's the thing. This has got to be... I wonder what type of guy does... Like, is it a shredded? Are these in shape guys? Are these older guys?
Over. It's all over.
All over the map.
I think the thing is, if you're going to Fyst Fest...
God damn, you should be the voice of Fyst Fest.
Hey, if you're going to Fyst Fest...
Yeah.
Remember inclusion. Like, yeah. I don't think they're going to be like...
Dude, add your son.
They'd be like, no, he's a skinny Indian nerd. We're not going to... We're not going to work him like a fucking puppet. Like,
could you imagine Mateo showing up at Fyst Fest? How everybody would just come at the door. Hey.
I bet they all look like him, though. But, you know, like, they're all just like... Fitness is like such a part of that culture. I think it's like fucking crazy.
Oh, they have prize giveaways, so pay attention. Yeah. That's good. What do they give away? Diapers?
Is there like an event or like a speak? Like...
What's a pig pen? What the fuck is a pig pen? Oh, I want that. Is that food? Is that how they get food?
I know what the pig pen is.
I don't think it's a pig. I don't think it's food.
So what do you think? It's just a bunch of pigs in a pen sticking fists in each other's asses? Doing nitrous? Oh, God. What is that?
Oh.
Well, what?
Okay. That's a lot. Don't touch my foot just now.
You touch my foot.
Don't touch
you
my
me.
Fucking...
You touch my foot.
I'm straight.
You
came I'm away. So straight.
I'm married. I have a kid.
Fuck you. A lot of them.
Let's go fuck.
They're...
What if we just started making up just fucking...
fuck me in my ass.
You fat pig. You fuck me.
That is a lot.
I'm not going if it's just gay sex. I'm not going if this is either... Hot men, hot hands, hot holes, and a lot of them.
Hey. I do like this. Public place spaces are supplied with all slings and other equipment, and all the supplies you'll need to have a fun time. Beer, bottled water, and sports drinks will be supplied continuously.
You gotta hydrate. You need electrolytes.
Yeah, they're gonna be like you. They're just gonna be eating protein bars and, energy gel.
Do you know how much electrolytes you lose by having somebody's fist in your ass? Oh, man. Well, there's Fyst Fest. I mean, we're going. Danny, find out if I'm working that weekend. If not, whatever town this is in, we'll do a comedy show, and we all go to Fyst Fest.
Do you think Fyst Fest and Skank Fest have any overlap?
I think it's the same thing.
I bet it's the same smell. I bet it's the same.
Clip it. Yeah, Shane.
A bunch of guys who haven't washed their hoodies in 2 years. Oh.
It smells like hot dog water and pennies. Oh, shit. Wow. About us. Anything? Look, I could sit on this site.
I want to know what the pig pen is, though.
Yeah, can we?
Because I have an idea.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. A bunch of fucking guys with beards just fucking... What do we got? What's the pig pen? Can't you Google it?
I'll Google it.
Or are they sponsored? Is the pig pen... That'd be funny if...
It was like the way the DraftKings, the Super Bowl was brought to halftime show was brought to you by DraftKings.
Yeah, but Pigpen is actual like a gay fist fucking thing.
What
that
if Pigpen is just Pigpen from Charlie Brown?
And you know what? That's their mascot.
Yeah.
Pigpen?
Oh, why not?
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. What is it?
It says.
Yeah, no filming or photography, of course. we get it.
Cell phones and cameras are not allowed in the Pigpen at any time.
You're going to get shit all over them.
Should we call them and ask what the pig pen is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Why would you ask that? Of course, call them. We want to know about...
No. I got to give them credit. They are like really taking ownership of the word pig. Like, because it's never a compliment. You know, like, you little fucking ass pig. And they're like, yeah, it is.
Gay guys took the rainbow and they took the mustache and now they have pig.
It's good. Cops are coming back up.
How's this? How come this is just a guy thing? How come there's no girls? Why is it seems like it's just a guy thing? Why wouldn't there be
the gatekeeper?
What? What's his name?
The gatekeeper. He's funny. He's really funny.
First of all, I want you to follow the Gatekeeper on my account, please. I want to know everything this guy's up to. Friday night, I was in the pig pen at Fist Fest. Oh, I got to follow them too. Yeah. Getting double team punched. And while there isn't video, thank Jesus, I will do my best to explain. My butt will never be the same. I got to respect the rhyme. He literally, I will do my best to explain, but my butt will never be the same. It sounds like the end of a sad song. Danny, can you sing that for me, please? Friday night, start it up.
Can you give me a beat?
Boom, dum, dum, boom.
Friday night, I was in the big pen at Fist. I can't sing.
You all relax. Right, you got a chain? You gonna do it?
Boom, Friday night, boom, I was in the pig pen, getting double team punched. While there isn't video, I'll do my best to explain. My butt will never be the same. Ouch.
Boom.
It's kind of a lot to get out.
Yeah. Well, we can do really rap. You can do rap. Friday night, I was in the pig pen. Fist Fest, getting double team, punched in while this video, there ain't video, I'll do my best to explain. My butt will never be the same.
Bars.
All right, let's go. Where is
he? He doesn't explain what it is.
Yeah, he does. Where does he explain?
There is no explanation. I think it's like the surprise guest at Skangfest where you kind of have to get there to find out.
Same smell.
I think it's just, I bet it's just one room where everyone's just... in and out of each other like the fucking tunnel.
Just smells like a pet store.
Oh, I bet there's a newspaper all over the floor.
Bobby, let's call the resort and say we're going. Let's call it and ask questions to the resort.
Well, there's no way the resort's going to answer any of these questions. There's no way some old Southern woman's going to go, I don't know. It's 11 at night.
It's worth trying.
Please, can you find, would you mind, if you don't mind, opening up footage. I want to see what the actual resort looks like, too.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's right there.
It's not that nice. Look how small that fucking pool is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you? Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Let's just see, Shane. All right, everybody quiet. What's the date? I'm thinking of attending Fist Fest on April 25th to the 27th, and I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Now, is this all men?
Yes.
So there's no women at all, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. And do I have to, what if I'm going to come, I'm probably going to pre-order, but do I have to bring any special, is there anything I should bring?
You have to register with them first before you can even book a room.
You have to register on the site and then book a room.
Yes, sir, and they give you a code.
Okay, now is it, like, I'm worried about, like, can we be outside, or is everything inside? Safe?
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
They have different things set all over the resort. Some things are inside, some things are outside by the pool.
Now, how clean, like, is it everybody hygienic? How is hygiene? I'm very, very clean.
Well, I'm pretty sure about hygiene. I mean, this is like the 10th year, so.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, 10th year. Okay. And
if you go to that website, everything that you need to know for that will be online. We just, the hotel that's hosting the event, that we don't know exactly what, but they have something.
It's just us that weekend. Like, I'm not going to run into a family of six at breakfast, right?
No, this is the all gay male resort.
Oh, thank God. Okay, great. Makes sense now. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, because I just didn't want to. What about the deposit?
Well, the deposit is $250, but like I said, you have to book with Fist Fest before you even get a room. But all your questions for us, like, the proper safety and hygienic, all that be in their guidelines on their webpage. But you have to book you have to register with them first.
I'm very new to this, and I don't know what a pig pen is, and I'm just, I don't know, what is that?
Well, a pig pen is a play area for BDSM, and you can come with your leatherwear or your boxers, but you can't be clothed.
You can't have clothes?
No, sir.
So when you go in the pig pen, you can be naked?
Yes. Well, I don't know about fully naked, but I think so, but I never, yeah.
Is this pig...
I know the less clothing optional, yeah.
So in the pig pen, I'm like, everybody in there is, you know, free game, or is there people watching, or?
It's either both people watching and people participating.
Okay, and is there a medical, like if something happens, is there safety?
Yes, sir. That's why I said all those questions will be on the FISFest guidelines, because like I said, we're just hosting the event. But they have a web page, and they have questions that many people may ask that I can't answer.
Okay, great.
I'm pretty sure.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, I work here.
Are you going to be at FISFest?
I won't be at FISFest. I'll be at work.
Oh, you're not going to be at FISFest, though. You'll be working.
No, I'll probably be here. I'll let people check people in and stuff like that.
Oh, so you can't? Oh, you guys can't go to FISFest? You have to just work FISFest?
I don't participate in those things like that and that particular thing. So,
sorry.
I have watched around and watched a little bit for it, like participating now.
How was? I mean, was it crazy? Like this? Like I said, this is my first time. Was it nuts? Were you like,
it was the first time I've seen it, but after you see it so many times, you get used to it.
You get used to it? And it's like, I mean, is it like hard fist? Like, is it gentle fisting? Is it?
It's however that you want it. It's like, I'm seeing you and that person that you're with. Like I said, they had demonstrations and videos on their website. They have, they answer questions I can't answer.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they have a website. And they can show you demonstration video. They also have classes to teach you how to do it and stuff. And how to properly do it so you weren't injuring someone. So, like I said, all those questions, you need to go. It will be on FISFest on their own.
All right, do I bring my own snacks, though? Like, are there snacks there? Or should I bring snacks?
We have a cafe here, and they will be having, like, brunches and dinners for the people. That's why I say you have to book with them. Because once you pay with them,
you get
that's
snacks
for your food for that weekend. Yes, sir.
So I get snacks. So that includes snacks. So, all right,
I don't know about snacks, but they feed you.
But do you guys have snacks? Like, if I want a snack?
We have a vending machine, and then we also have a cafe on property.
Okay, good. Because, you know, after I did it the first time,
Yes, I understand. Okay.
Okay, all right, thank you so much for your help. Hopefully I'll see you.
What's
your name?
Brazier.
Oh, nice to meet you. Okay,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, my name is Mike Cannon. Very nice to meet you.
You too, sweetie.
Bye. Wow. Wow.
Well,
I'm going.
You really?
I'm going as Mike Cannon.
I can't believe how fucking long you kept that going.
I think I'm gay.
If you're listening to this and not watching, Bobby even did like physically you were acting.
I needed to because I felt like if I didn't have a little sass to me, he was going to be because I'm Boston. I'm either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're
man.
They're going to be on to you pretty quick, you think, if you're not.
Yeah, hey, dude, if I talk like Marky Mark, dude.
Fuck is the pig pen?
Hey, dude, what the fuck is the pig pen, you fucking queer?
God. It's an all-gay resort.
God bless this resort.
Yeah.
And God bless Augusta, where the fucking Masters are. They're having FISFest, the most classic holy shit event in the world, and right down the road is FISFest. This is the greatest thing ever. And they have videos. Number one, first of all, listen, go back. It's nothing. Guys, we got to go. We got to go.
They got 4.5 stars on Google.
Of course they do. They're fucking great. It's FISFest. If I want a shirt, I want a shirt so bad. I'm getting a hoodie. I'm getting a hoodie. Let's see the hoodie.
Where's the merch?
Yeah, let's see the merch. I guarantee they got great hoodies. Shop. I'm getting it right there. That's my hoodie right there.
Well, I don't see the hoodie.
There's got to be. Oh, that's a T-shirt. Okay, sorry. Where's the hoodies?
One second. Let me find.
Don't you love when Danny's? He panics. FISFest hoodie. this comes up so easily. Here it is. Double pullover. It's a pullover hoodie. It's exactly what what is that the only one?
I think there was another.
No, dude, I want a FISFest.
That makes it look like you work at games.
Yeah, dude, I want FISFest. I want a logo. I want the Foo Fighters logo.
I want some inlay. I want like a little stitching on the wrist, maybe.
I want an embroidered awesome FISFest hoodie.
What if it's
the hoodie has like a plastic lining on the inside, so when you're fisting, like, you know.
What if the hoodie went down and hooked on like a like a little onesie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. What do you got? Do you got it or not? No, that's flowers, you double-punched asshole. Stop looking. Look up Fist Fest hoodie.
How did you end up searching this?
Because he's a Fist Fest fester. All right. There we go. Go back up. Go back up. Loser. Is that Fist Fest stuff?
No.
No, go to the site. It was at the site. I remember I saw something up top there at the site. All right, go over. Now look. See where it says? Look it. Explore. Explore Designs.
Where?
Hey, over. Oh, God. Over. Shop products.
Top. Middle top.
Middle top. You fucking asshole. He's panicking. Oh, there we go. Okay, that one. I want cancel that.
No, even no. Though, put Bobby's phone number in.
But no, I mean. Oh, look at how badass that FF is. Where's that F? Oh, not that one. I love the fist one.
That's a Foo Fighters logo.
Go over there. I want the Foo Fighters, but it's Fist Fest. Come on, look at those lightning bolts of shame. What else do you got? You got a hood. They have to have that in a hoodie. Please tell me that's a hoodie. Go down.
It's a tie.
Dude, they got a.
There it is.
There it is over to the right, Danny.
They got a nice, sensible sweater, too.
I want the pink one.
You want this one?
I want that one in black. Do they have it in black?
They gotta.
Oh, what do they got? What's on the back? Just a fist? What if it was just a prolapsed asshole
just
in the back?
Just the word, ah.
All right, double XL. You got to get double XL because those are for gay guys. So the XL is really a large. The large is a medium. The medium's a small. And the small is for people with fucking... who are little tiny boys. All right, there you go. Black, love it. Go to the front. Let me see what the front looks like.
This is not bad.
Where's the logo?
Yeah, yeah. The problem is it's...
black logo.
Black logo, so you gotta go on different. A black shirt doesn't work.
Okay, well, go... what?
Maybe you get the logo in red.
Yeah, red. Do they have the logo in red? Yeah, they go back. Well, see right there. See if it's an option there.
Yeah, we can't do it there.
All right, nice talking to you. Yeah. All right, anyways, yeah. Let's go back to this while he's looking up our okay, Fist Fest hoodies. Our Fist Fest, I love the logo.
Our hoodies.
Oh, you're not in? You're not going?
What weekend is it? And I, no, what?
dude, you got your special out, Blue-Eyed Mexican.
Yes, sir.
Which is, you got blue eyes.
Yeah, I'm working on it, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
This year they have, just to be clear, this year they have three Fist Fests. So if you can't make the first one... The first one is April 25th through 27th.
Well, the one in October is my birthday week.
It's my birthday week, too, October 8th.
Oh, really? On the 4th.
Let's go to Fist Fest. Dude, that's
we
our
We should
weekend.
Have done this. We high-fived. We had the worst high-five.
Dude, no, we do this. We do this, and then we go, yeah, no, no, hold this way. Hold it that way, and then I go in, and then you let me in.
And then a bunch of confetti comes out.
Dude, dude, that would be a great birthday. Let's go back, scroll down. What is that guy doing? Oh, boy, I know.
It's so weird because it looks like one of those paintings in Europe I wouldn't understand that were like talking about the hedonism.
Like a Greek gods.
Oh.
Just
oh, man, they got all their contacts up there.
Of course they do. Dude, Fist Fest looks fun. I mean, it looks fun. Look at that pool. That pool.
I think it's pretty.
At the end of the weekend, it's just brown.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
That they... have all found each other. I mean yeah. That a safe place to. I think it's. They seem to be doing a lot of. Like,
I just want to go and watch. I want. Is there?
I think the gays are ahead of safety in a lot of ways. Like, if there was a, if there was.
Do you
like,
remember the 80s when
no
most of them died?
Coming. No one saw that coming. Don't know. No. No.
You remember Philadelphia? Know. Tom Hanks. I don't know about safety.
Or now they seem to be. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go do me and you.
You think they're teaching anybody anything at Skankfest?
Now that they got prepped, they're like fucking stick it all in my ass.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh you, it, how freeing must that be?
What's wrong with your hands? Oh, I was doing my lawn this morning. A weed whacker got my knuckle.
Yeah, how did you guys find out about?
Put that right in my ass. Loop that up.
How did you come across this?
Well, I don't know. God
no,
brought
no,
this.
No, no, no,
God
no.
brought this to our table.
I want to know the because. This came out of nowhere for me.
Yeah. Well, we waited 10 minutes.
That's true. So
it wasn't nowhere.
It wasn't nowhere.
We had a nice conversation for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Perfectly
about the
clean.
Industry
yeah.
that nobody cared about. And then we went into Ass Fest.
And now the views are through the roof. Yeah.
You know how many people are going to go to I bet you Tom Segura is talking about this with Bert next thing. Hear about Ashfest? I bet Bert's going to go take his shirt off and sell fucking liquor. I bet they... If I was those two with sponsoring, I would
please
sponsor...
Please remember to bring floor coverings, tarps, and play sheets to cover the beds and carpets.
I would sponsor this fucking thing in a second. We should see... How much do they need to sponsor? How much money do we need to get on that sponsor?
We could reach out.
I want to sponsor Fist Fest... I'll give him $1,500 if I get a thing on the. Why can't everybody? And I, but no I want, one. But I also want to no. sponsor Blue Eyed Mexican, the special.
Yeah, yes. Oh God.
All right. Well, listen. We got. Where can they go see your dates? Here's his dates right here.
Yeah. The Plus in Eau Claire this coming. La Brea this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I don't know when this comes out. Eau Claire, the 5th of March. 6th through 9th, I will be at Acme Comedy.
Acme. Tell him I said hi, would you?
Yeah, Lewis. Yeah.
He's just such a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the best. Real sweet guy.
And then Baltimore.
A poor comedy dude. Me and Danny went there for
you did it?
Goddamn, yeah. I love it.
Yeah?
It's the greatest.
Sean Patton said it was a great room. Yeah.
It's such a great club.
Yeah.
I love him. Yeah. What else we got? Punchline. Love Punchline. It's my club in Philly, baby.
Yeah, Laughing Tap. I'm there for fucking, I'm on the road all
Good man.
All the rest of my goddamn life. I have one weekend off today.
Are you at Punchlines? I love Punchlines. I usually go to Cobbs.
Oh, yeah?
They put me in Cobbs, but I love the Punchline.
Yeah.
Molly?
Yeah, she's really
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah. They San Francisco is a city I still love going to after
I fucking am terrified to go back. One of my favorite cities. You asked me 5 years ago, what's your favorite? I would say my favorite place to go in the world was Aruba and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And now I'm terrified to go back.
New because Orleans for me.
I heard it was fucking deadly. I mean, just sucked.
I mean, it's like, yeah, but like, I don't fucking give a fuck. Stuff like never really bothers me. Like, I mean, there's a lot of homeless people for sure. Like that shit's going on down there, but like,
hate it.
I don't love it. And I feel bad for them. Honestly,
I hate it. I hate that they have closed stores. I hate that they let people steal with no consequence. You're not doing them a favor. You want to give them something, go give them something. Take money out and go give them something. I'll go help them. Dude, don't fucking just let people shit and don't let people fucking give up. You know what I mean? I hate
hard,
it.
Hard, man.
It's one of the richest places in the world.
Yes, and it's like my friend lives there and he makes $220,000 a year. He has he makes a crazy amount of. It's not crazy, but he does.
Fucking
really
Pelosi's well. Got $140 million in the bank. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Stop it! It's such horse shit.
Crazy that you need to make $90,000 a year to live above the poverty line,
buddy. I took my wife there, and we had such a beautiful time. Fucking.
It's
eight years ago.
It's a really romantic.
I wouldn't take anybody there now. if I went back there, I'd just go by myself, and I'd stay over by that area where the club is. I used to walk around San Francisco. I got the iPhone 2. I was up at 5 in the morning waiting in line to be the first. Because I just wanted to experience waiting in line for an iPhone. Yeah, okay. And I remember I went to Twitter when Twitter was, nobody knew what Twitter was. I remember the guy was a fan and I was always into Twitter. Nobody knew what it was. Little fucking bird. And the guy was a fan from Opie and Eddie. He's like, dude, if you want to stop by. I went by the offices. I was sitting down at the table. Two guys walked over and said something to the dude I was with. And I was like, who's that? He goes, oh, those are the founders. I'm like, I met the founders. I didn't even know.
Jack, what's his name?
Dude, when they had short hair and they were just fucking nerds before he became cool Yoda dude. You know what I mean?
It is weird how like canonized people become.
I mean, dude, if I become a millionaire, I'm going to grow my hair. I'm going to just get a baby curl right here and just have it hang down. I'm going to get more bracelets. Cannon made fun of me because I had bracelets. It was very funny. He put a thing up. I'm a bracelet guy. Like, fucking, who was it?
Anyway. Oh, yeah, it was Cannon.
Yeah, Mike Cannon. You see what I put up for him?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see it? I put up, he smashed me about my bracelets. And then I retweeted his thing. Did you see it, Danny?
I saw his. I didn't see the one you did.
What did you do? Okay, yes. You're a fucking asshole. Danny just retweeted because Danny hates me. So he trashed me about my bracelets. I wrote, this story was from Mike Cannon presented by Chris D. Comedy. Because Chris D. presented a special.
Oh, God.
Yeah, way good, though.
I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, fuck off. All right, check it out, guys. Hey, man, thanks for coming on.
Hey, buddy, I had a blast. Seriously, and thanks for making the time.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. I can't wait to see you again. I'm glad we fucking hooked up on the bonfire and now, and I'll see you in the city. And I can't wait to see you at Fist Fest. Birthday weekend.
Get in there. Blow it up.
Yay. Fist Fest. Dude, we got to go.
I'm not going.
We got to try.
I'm not spending my birthday.
Let's just book something.
Having that done to me for the.
Let's book something there at Fist Fest. Dude, let's do a comedy show at Fist Fest.
We'll get our candles blown out.
Dude, we'll do a comedy show at $10 a ticket. And we get to watch the pig pen. We get free pig pen tickets.
The fact they call it the pig pen.
I can't wait to go.
That's awful.
We got to get hoodies. We're going to get all kinds of stuff. Make sure you check out his special right now. It's on his site and it's on Bert's site. It's on the YouTube page. It's called Blue Eye Mexican. It's hilarious. He's fucking hilarious. And make sure you check out his podcast, No Accounting for Taste. And check out your website. What's your website again?
ShaneIsComedian.com.
And make sure you check out all my stuff. Of course, I'm going to be in Comics Roadhouse coming up. Danny's going to be there. I believe Sidesputters, Joe Russell's going to be there with KP. The Paramount Theater, right now, buy tickets, 21st of March. I am going to be there with Big J Oakerson, The Bonfire Show, Poughkeepsie. I'm going to be in Houston. I'm going to be at the Comedy Mothership, Club 337, Laugh Boston, McCurdy's, Red Clay Comedy Festival.
That's a blast.
I'm going to be there with Bone to Pick Podcast with me and Paul Verzi, kicking it, first live Bone to Pick out there. Go to comicwearables.com. You want to get some merch from YKWD. We got the new YKWD hat up top. It's actually a plastic cool patch, which is awesome. The regs is up there. We got all kinds of hoodies. We got the fuck you check spot. Make sure you go there. Use code word ladybugs to get 10% off. Well, guys, what do you got?
Max Marcus Comedy, all social media.
And I'll be... at Danny Braff on Instagram, and I'll be opening for Paul Verzi at the Dojo Comedy New Jersey on March 23rd.
You're going to be opening with me first, stupid.
Yeah, you already plugged that, though.
Yeah, but plug it again. I'll also be opening Paul Verzi's dates.
I'll also be opening for Bobby in Comics Movie and Son in Boston.
All right, now plug Paul Verzi's.
And you can check out The Cheese Show on YouTube by just typing in The Cheese Show.
Joe just was at my house for the weekend, and he chilled, and my dog just shit on the bed the first night there. Diarrhea shit.
Oh,
he called me on vacation. He's like, the dog just diarrheaed. Well, clean it up, you fucking loser. I'm not your mother. What am I going to do? The dog
clean
shit.
It up, you loser.
What do you think? Is this Fist Fest?
Fucking good. Don't you crawl for it, you pig.
You guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for checking it out. I hope you like the show. Do me a favor. Subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, just subscribe. And if you really want to support the show, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. You get the show first. You get it live. And you get to get an extra show, the YKWD Extra Extra with me and Mush once a week. You can go support the show there for like, I think it's like $5 or something like that. If not, just subscribe, like, and comment into the YouTube page and support these guys right here, these young bucks. They're fucking hilarious. And come see me live. We'll see you next time. You know what, dude?
Listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.